Today's episode is not going to be good. It's just not, okay? I'm recording this at night and my tummy hurts. But I still if you're watching this, I'm probably on vacation right now. I'm literally probably in Italy right now. Check out my stories. My Instagram is at Big Boss Bows. Which honestly, I desperately want to change, but I think I lose my little Instagram check mark if I do. But who cares about that anymore? I don't know. Like I said, today's not the episode. It's late. And you know what's so funny about this? The guy at the studio, he has a name, but you know I keep people semi-anonymous here. I know at some point I'm gonna end up saying his name, but whatever. The man that's here. I was like, hey, when people film night episodes, like, what's it like? He's like, well, I generally think people are more talkative in the morning. And it's like at night, they're just tired. And he was fucking right. And like, for some reason, I was like, I want to try doing a night episode. And then I got a tummy ache at 6 o'clock. And where did I have to go? You guessed it. The island. I didn't tell you guys this. I've been retiring from the island lately. I have not been on it as much because I feel like that wasn't good for me. I've been like trying to get up. But I did spend 2 hours there today. Does anyone else have those intrusive thoughts where you just want to do like the worst possible thing to yourself? Like you see a balcony and you're like, I need to throw myself off of that balcony. Or, okay, my really bad one is if I'm anywhere near bleach, I'll be like, I need to drink that. And I know this is like a thing. It's like some kind of like repetitive thought thing. I know it has like a name, but you guys know I speak in layman terms about everything. If you know what I'm talking about, you know, I don't give a fuck if it has a name. But anyways, yes, if I'm within like 5 feet of bleach, my first thought is I need to drink that. I'm not gonna do it. And if you get it, you get it. We're not gonna do it, but we are staring at it the whole time, thinking about like, how do I keep myself from drinking that bleach? And I'm telling you about this pattern because lately I think I'm going into, I don't think I'm stressed. Maybe I'm stressed because I'm trying to get a lot of stuff done before vacation. But if you watched the Unhinged episode, then you know when I get stressed, I go into weird little worlds. And lately, I've been thinking a lot about space. I need to figure out how to get to space. But the problem with it is, this is how it connects to the other thought. When I think about going to space, I think about, I want to jump into a Saturn electrical thunderstorm, or I want to go into, what is it, the black hole where you get, is it called spaghettification? Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Actually, I've brought my assistant today because what was happening was I was thinking about this heavily 40 minutes ago. And then I was like, I have to go do the podcast. And I was like, I'll put a pause on that and we're going to investigate this together. And I've just been thinking about space way too much. This has to be a stress thing because I don't know anything about science. I don't know anything about science. But one thing I was thinking about earlier is the moon is a giant rock that gives off light, which I think is so weird. Now, if I remember correctly, I think it's like a reflection. I think it's a reflection. I just want to be clear. I think that my laptop sticker is funny. I'm from Virginia. Before we get to that, I, on the way here, was thinking about the moon being a giant rock that gives off light. So I had to reach into the crevices of my mind and I recall, like I said, that it's because it's reflecting off of something. And I'm like, how is a rock reflective? Like, in what world? But I mean, it has to be, right? So then I had to test it. So on my way in here, we film in this studio in Hollywood. And if you've ever been to Hollywood in LA, there's a bunch of crackheads outside. And I became a crackhead because on the way in here, I was like, I need to find a rock because I was going to test this. Now, just to cut to the chase, I found the rock. It's very tiny. And I was looking for a bigger one. So moments ago, I was outside in Hollywood looking around for a fucking rock. And even though I had found this one pretty early, and I think this will do the trick, I'm going to shine a little light on it and we're going to see what happens. But Also, I'm doing that thing where I just get dressed however. And so I look, I don't look homeless, but like if you, I could, you know, like, given my demeanor, right? So I'm outside while all these people are walking by me. And then I'm completely focused down, and I see, like, people passing by. You know, you see, like, little feet and stuff. And then once I have okay, I thought I lost the rock. Once I had found the rock, I looked up for a moment. I saw this little group of, like, three LA influencery kind of people walking by, and they're looking at me like I'm nuts. And I'm like, look, guys, I have a podcast, okay? I'm just like you. I'm just like you. So anyways, I saw that. It's like, they think I'm crazy. But I told you, it's not going to be a good one. I feel like I need to turn the lights off in here to do this, but I'll have enough. I'll have enough. Hold on. We need to confirm. Okay. The moon does not make its own light. Moonlight is actually reflected sunlight. At any moment, half the moon's brightly sunlit. This is the day side. The other half is the dark. This is the night side. Got it. Okay. How far is the sun from the moon, Earth? Since the moon orbits the Earth and the Earth orbits the sun, both the moon and the Earth are the same average distance from the sun. I need like feet or something. On average, the Earth and moon are about 150 million kilometers or 93 million miles from the sun. I just did it and it says 4.914 E plus 11. This is really far away. Okay, here's my plan. I just want to see if I can make this rock light up. I forgot, some of you are listening on audio. I have a rock and I have my cell phone with a flashlight. I don't know how to conduct this experiment. Oh, wait, this makes sense to an extent. Because the front side of the rock is lit up. Okay, I get it now. I need to take a look at that. There's like three windows in here and I can't find it. It has to be somewhere else. I'm gonna have to investigate this at a later date. Okay, I have two other things that I need to Google. I stopped my thoughts earlier so that I could just do it here because they were right. Do the podcast in the morning, Bose. Does Saturn really have thunderstorms? Because that's sick. A new study now shows that Saturn, though much blander and less colorful than Jupiter, also has long-lasting megastorms with impacts deep in the atmosphere that persist for centuries. What? I saw this in a TikTok the other day. I was watching this video and it was like, what would happen if you fell into Saturn? And naturally I have to know because I've been thinking about one of my perpetual thoughts lately is I need to get into space so I can go into a black hole. And I don't know what's driving this. A couple of weeks ago, I've told you guys this before, I'm not like a conspiracy person, but somebody sent me a link to this thing on Reddit where somebody was like, oh, I found this portal in Antarctica. And it said they had found this portal through Google Earth in Antarctica. And when you look at the image, it's clearly just like a camera malfunction, but it does kind of look like a mystical door. And my first thought was, I need to go through that door. And I don't know why. Like, I keep wanting... I don't know what this is. I keep wanting to throw myself into oblivion and I don't care at, like, what happens afterwards. But here's what happened next. You know how much I don't believe in conspiracies? Let's see if this is in here. Yep. I don't believe in conspiracies so much that after I saw the Antarctica portal thing, I went to ChatGPT. This is my thought train. Like it was the Reddit post into looking at it into going to ChatGPT and doing this. I went to ChatGPT to ask it to write me a conspiracy theory on 8-foot-tall penguins in Antarctica. I did this. I just went to ChatGPT, and it's in my files from previous 30 days. I said, I don't know what date this was, but it says previous 30 days. I said, can you? And I just want to, like, be mindful. Like, I was not high or anything. Like, this is just my brain. This is just where we were. I said, can you write a conspiracy theory about 8-foot penguins that live deep in a lesser known area of Antarctica? Because I'm somebody that thinks that, like, if you really want to, you can weave any circumstance together and, like, make it make sense. So that's why I just, like, don't believe a lot of this stuff. You know what I mean? But let's see if this conspiracy theory that ChatGPT wrote is believable. Also, before I read this, I've talked about this before, but this prompt came from the fact that, and I don't mind saying this, for some reason, I was fully convinced for 20 years of my life that penguins, specifically emperor penguins, were like 8 to 10 feet tall. Fully convinced. And the reason I found out that they weren't was because I told my boyfriend, I was like, you know, they do like trips to Antarctica, like they're ridiculous, like nobody can go on them. OK, they're like six figure trips. Right. And I was like, you know, people do trips to Antarctica. And he was like, what is there to even see there? And I was like, dude, the emperor penguins. And he was like, you can just go to the zoo and see like penguins. And I was like, no. And I was fully serious when I said this with full conviction. I was like, no, the 8-foot tall penguins are in Antarctica. And he said, there's no 8-foot tall penguin. I was like, oh yeah, emperor penguins are 8 feet tall. Now, I've talked about this before on a live stream, and somebody told me that there was something else that I was thinking of. Like, there was something that was put out there, or maybe something with giant penguins, and maybe I saw it when I was a kid. And I really fully fucking thought that emperor penguin, can you imagine that big ass penguin? And he told me that they were not that big. And with my whole chest, I pulled out my phone to Google it. I'm the type of person where, like, if I really think something's true, I'll say it one time. But, like, if somebody pushes back on it, I'll be like, okay, let me Google it. Not in a, I'm about to prove you wrong kind of way. But, like, a, okay, I'm hearing this. I'm considering. Let me take a look. So I do. Penguins are, like, 4 feet tall. So I'm still stuck on this naturally. I know that they're not 8 feet tall. Can you fucking imagine? I love it as a concept, okay? I love the thought of an 8-foot tall emperor penguin. So once again, this was the prompt. It said, can you write a conspiracy theory about 8-foot penguins that live deep in the lesser known areas of Antarctica? And ChatGPT said, in the uncharted expanses of Antarctica, far beyond the reaches of known exploration and hidden within the icy embrace of shadowy crevices, lies the enigmatic domain of the Sentinels of Ice, a clandestine colony of 8-foot-tall penguins, unknown to science and shrouded in mystery. These colossal avian beings have dwelt in seclusion for millennium, for their existence kept secret by a covert alliance of governments aware of their profound implications for our understanding of evolution and the natural world. Now, I'm going to play conspiracy theorist here, and I'm going to try to convince you that this is real, okay? You get what it's saying, right? It's saying that the reason why they can't show us the ice sentinels is because it would make us question everything, right? It would make us question evolution. It would make us question everything that we've read in the books, right? Because no one has ever spoken about these before, if we were to go out to Antarctica and find them, everything would be fucked. I mean, it would open up a whole box of worms. So they have to keep it a secret.
Next, it says, the origin of these towering creatures is as perplexing as their imposing stature. Some theorists suggest that they are a product of ancient genetic experimentation by a now extinct civilization that once thrived on the Antarctic continent. Oh, so you're telling me that not only were they experimenting with this high level something, I'm around here, by the way, I really don't believe this, but not only are you telling me that they're experimenting with this highly scientific genetic mutation, but there were civilizations out there that thrived in Antarctica. You see how they can't let us know this? This civilization once thrived in Antarctica, and their knowledge is now lost to the ice ages. Others propose a more extraterrestrial hypothesis, posing that these giant penguins are the remnants of a biological terraforming effort by alien visitors intended to cultivate Earth's biodiversity. Operating under the code name Operation Deep Freeze, a multinational coalition led by shadow operatives within scientific government circles has gone to great lengths to conceal the existence of these magnificent beings. Satellites are reprogrammed to blur their habitat from imagery, and exploratory missions are meticulously steered away under the guise of environmental preservation or scientific research. We can't go over there. It's too cold. Oh, we can't go over there. They're researching and we can't contaminate the area. Oh yeah? It's because you don't want us to see the ice sentinels, isn't it? Whispers among the initiated, a very small circle of people, tell of the sentinels' extraordinary abilities, honed by their isolated evolution. They possess a form of bioluminescence, allowing them to navigate in the depths beneath the ice and communicate through a complex series of clicks and ultrasonic frequencies that can influence the behavior of other marine life. Their societal structure is rumored to be highly advanced, with a rich culture of art and storytelling etched into the ice caves that they inhabit.
Bro, tell me you don't want... I know I just created somebody that, like, low-key believes this might be true, right? I gotta make another one of these afterwards. I'm not done with it. But yes. The ice sentinel 8-foot-tall penguins are bioluminescent penguins that can communicate with other marine animals with ultrasonic radar. And they can manipulate the habitat of the other animals that live there. These are incredibly powerful beings. They can't let us find out about them. The veil of secrecy is maintained not only to protect these creatures from the dangers of human curiosity, but also because their very existence challenges the foundations of modern biology, potentially unlocking the secrets of longevity and adaptation in extreme environments. However, the true reason for their concealment may be even more profound. Linked to artifacts of unknown origin discovered within their icy realm, suggesting a history of interaction with ancient human civilizations or even extraterrestrial entities.
Okay, hold on. I need it to write me another one. But I need,
All right. How did I write this last prompt? Can you write a conspiracy theory about 8-foot-tall penguins that live in a lesser-known area of Antarctica? Can you write a conspiracy theory about... Okay. This is what I just asked it.
Can you write a conspiracy theory about super aliens that live in the Mariana Trench? The entry to their lair is guarded by an underwater electrical megastorm that draws its power directly from Saturn using alien technology. Wait, is the Mariana Trench the deepest thing or is it Challenger Deep? Hold on, Mariana Trench. I need to know.
I'm like, I was, I don't know why I was like obsessed with this when I was like 10, which is like so weird. No. Okay. Has anyone reached the bottom of the Mariana Trench? Wait, is it the deepest? Depth. 35,814 feet. Well, actually, it's a lot deeper than that, but we can't reach it because of an electrical megastorm that is directly powered from Saturn. I told you this was going to be a bad episode, all right? Nobody wants to hang out with me while they're tripping because this is some shit that I would do. Absolutely. I wouldn't, to be fair, though, I wouldn't be talking to you. I would just be, like, Googling weird shit on my phone. I do this all the time. Like, does anyone else scroll through TikTok and like every three TikToks or so, there's something that you have to Google. There's just like something. Okay. How deep is Challenger Deep? Oh, okay. 35,876 feet. So wait, is the Mariana Trench a part of Challenger Deep? I don't know, but it's basically the same. So we're leaving the conspiracy theory as is. All right. Let's see if this one's believable. should we put music under this? Like, what's like a conspiracy song? Hold on, let me look one up to get like a vibe. Deep beneath the waves of the Pacific, hidden within the darkest depths of the Mariana Trench, lies an enigmatic stronghold known as the Abyssal Citadel. It is said to be home to the super aliens, a highly advanced extraterrestrial race which presence on Earth predates human civilization. They've been here longer than us. This alien race endowed with technology.
Dude, I can't. That just messed me up. You can't say endowed because I immediately thought that these aliens had huge dicks. I should have put that in the prompt, quite frankly. Let me add it into the prompt and just see how ChatGPT changes it. Can you write a conspiracy theory about super aliens that have extremely large human wieners? Oh, maybe I should do boobs. I feel like that's like less foul. Super aliens that have triple D boobs. Hold on. Let me just do very large boobs. Can you write a conspiracy theory about super aliens that have very large boobs that live in the Mariana Trench? And then I put the other stuff in there about the electrical megastorm. Okay, it's similar, but there's just going to be some boob references in here.
In the shadowy depths of the Mariana Trench, a tale whispers through the currents about a secretive race of super aliens known as the Venusians of the Deep. These extraterrestrial beings, characterized by their uniquely large physical features, are said to inhabit a sprawling underwater citadel hidden from the prying eyes of surface dwellers. Their most striking attribute, large and seemingly gravity-defying anatomical features, is believed to be an adaptation to the intense pressures of their deep-sea environment. This alien civilization is shielded by an awe-inspiring natural phenomenon, an underwater electrical megastorm, known among the few who are aware of its true purpose as the Tempest Barrier. Conspiracy theorists suggest that this storm is not a mere product of earthly weather patterns, but instead is powered by a direct energy beam from Saturn. This beam harnesses Saturn's vast electromagnetic energy, channeling it across the solar system directly into the heart of the storm. According to these theories, the Venusians have developed technology capable of bending the laws of physics as we understand them, allowing them to create a stable, high-energy vortex at the bottom of the ocean. This storm serves multiple purposes. It generates energy to sustain their advanced underwater society and acts as a formidable defense mechanism, deterring any would-be intruders or explorers. This one's kind of mids. I need to think of something.
Oh, I got it. I got one. Okay.
Okay. You guys ready?
I said, can you write a conspiracy theory about the lost 51st, 52nd, and 53rd American states? In the corridors of power and in the back rooms of secret meetings, there exists a map of America unlike any seen by the public. This map details the existence of three American states known as El Dorado, Atlantia, and New Columbia. They were formally recognized by a clandestine executive order during the Cold War, but have since vanished from all official records. El Dorado, the 51st state, was reportedly located in the remote wilderness of Alaska. Rich with untapped resources, it was intended as a covert base for deep earth mining and advanced military research, hidden from the prying eyes of international adversaries. El Dorado was self-governing and highly classified, with access restricted to those with top-level security clearance. It is said that experiments were too controversial for the contiguous? Hey, what's up with all these big words, man? It is said that the experiments in El Dorado were too controversial for the United States as they pushed the boundaries of science and ethics.
I gotta read all of these.
I feel like these are way more believable than they should be.
Okay, Atlantia, the 52nd state, was believed to have an extensive network of underwater habitats along the Bermuda Triangle. Utilizing groundbreaking marine technology, Atlantia was part of a project to establish underwater sovereignty and exploit the seabed's untold mineral wealth. However, it also served as a testbed for experimental oceanic and atmospheric control technologies, which some speculate may have contributed to the mysterious disappearances often associated with the Bermuda Triangle. Next, the 53rd state, New Columbia, supposedly existed as a network of habitable artificial islands in the Pacific Ocean, positioned strategically between the US mainland and Asia. These islands were created using advanced geoengineering techniques as forward bases for American influence and as a testing ground for ecological engineering methods that could combat climate change. However, their true purpose may have been as a staging area for space exploration and as launch sites for satellites and missiles far from the watchful eyes of international regulators.
Like, is it not weird that ChatGPT can just like come up with a whole conspiracy theory like this? It kind of creeps me out. Why am I doing this late at night? I don't know why. Also, how did I get, is this ADHD? I really think it is. Guys, I'm never doing a night episode again. I'm never doing it.